In just under an hour's time, Pope Benedict XVI will depart on his first apostolic voyage to Latin America. Emer McCarthy is already in Brazil, the Pope's destination, where millions of people are anxiously awaiting the Holy Father's arrival.
For weeks now, Pope Benedict XVI has been inviting the world's faithful to join him in prayer for the success of this historic papal trip to Latin America, and the subcontinent's faithful have been taking him at his word.
A lot of people would like to see the Pope. My diocese is by car about 6 hours from Sao Paulo, and we have two busloads of youth coming.
Capistrano Haim, a native New Yorker, is a bishop from the Diocese of Pará in the far north of the country. The region is the gateway to the vast Amazon basin, which Brazilians refer to as the nature's work of art. It takes over 4 days to travel by bus from Pará to Sao Paulo, a journey over rugged terrain and the lawless central plains. But that hasn't stopped a group of 200 young people from his diocese, because they are determined to be part of the 70,000 young people to meet with the Pope in the Pacaembu Stadium Thursday evening. Their story is just one of many catching media attention here in the build-up to the Pope's arrival later today. Another carried by the daily Journal de Tarde tells the story of Gumercindo, a 79-year-old man who is travelling over 260 kilometres on foot in the name of faith to fulfil a wish expressed by his son who died 5 years ago to participate in the Great Mass of Aparecida. Pilgrims are continuing to pour into the city from across Brazil and beyond, but they're not alone. Over 3,000 journalists have taken up their positions, dedicating front pages and special editions to the Pope, his thoughts and teachings on the key challenges facing the Latin American Church. Interviews and editorials discuss the protection of the family, the pro-life debate, poverty and inequality, and of course the incursion of the evangelical sects. Equal space is being given to the dizzying numbers that accompany the organizational machine behind this 5-day visit. 3,000 troops, 5,000 police to protect the Pope as he winds his way between the skyscrapers and favelas on his entry to Sao Paulo. A chorus of 1,000 voices to accompany Friday's canonization of Frei Galvão before an estimated congregation of over 1 million people. It's been over 10 years since a Pope has visited Latin America, and over 15 since the last gathering of the entire continent's bishops. In the meantime, the region's spiritual and social geography has dramatically changed. This, according to Bishop Haim of Pará, is what is urging the religious and lay, the young and old and poor, towards Sao Paulo and Aparecida, towards Benedict XVI. Their desire for guidance in a rapidly evolving world, their deep need for inspiration. They are waiting for their Pope. From Sao Paulo, Brazil, I'm Emer McCarthy.